Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The story of the draft, I mean, obviously Kyler Murray, that
went
was the big
one,
thing you want to see.
Yep.
Is he number one? And Josh Rosen is still there for the time being.
They weren't able to make a deal.
For the next 22 minutes or so.
Which is crazy, though, that they weren't able to make
terrible.
A deal before that. That's bad.
Steve Keim, the GM there, is not looking good at all.
Everything that he's done from drafting Josh last year to this.
Right, well, the last few not, years.
Right, the last, I'm saying in the year's time,
initially,
though.
Yeah.
But he got Bruce Arians.
And he did well, but the last year, yeah, he's been horrible. And but I tell you what, compared to Dave Gettleman, I think Steve Keim is looking like freaking
executive of the year.
Right. I mean, my good. I think Dave Gettleman. Well, I'm gonna save it for after this audio. Let's hear from Dave Gettleman last night, who drafted Daniel Jones out of Duke. Right.
Who?
With the sixth
Who?
Pick
Who is it?
Of the NFL draft. That's right, Daniel Jones.
Never heard of him.
Who has never thrown for 3,000 yards and has completed about 60% of his passes at Duke. Didn't win much. We're going to get to the whole shebang. Go ahead. Let me hear from Gettleman.
Maybe we're going to be the Green Bay model, Kim. You know, where Rodgers sat for 3 years. Who knows? It's one of those deals where it doesn't make a difference what position it is. You can never have too many good players at one position.
Are you saying that you drafted a quarterback number six and that he might sit for 3 years?
Who knows? I may go out there in my car and get hit. You don't know, Sal. Okay? You don't know. We drafted a quarterback that we believe is a franchise quarterback.
Stop it! The last thing I want to hear from my GM on draft night is, who knows? I could walk outside and get hit by a car. Rob Park, what in the world is going on? This is your leader. This
is your guy that's picking your team, that's running your franchise, and all he can say is who knows?
Who?
That's it makes sense after that draft. You're right.
Right.
Who in the heck knows?
Who? That's your defense.
Did you just close your eyes and throw a dart at the wall, and whoever it stuck to, you picked?
And you know what? You better be careful putting that out there. Giants fans might be driving by the headquarters. You know what I mean? Hoping that he's crossing the street. Because the whole notion—I don't know—I could go across the street, get hit by a car. What? That's your reason?
Right.
Instead of telling me we scouted this guy, he has a great arm, he's this, his potential. We believe in him. That's what I wanted to hear when you make such an unconventional pick.
Even if we think
okay.
it's BS,
right.
At least tell us that you believe it, apparently.
Right. That's all you have to do is you sell it that way. You don't sell it like, I don't know, we might be Aaron Rodgers. No, you're not going to be Aaron Rodgers.
You might be the next Tom Brady.
Stop it.
Trust the process.
I mean, absolutely, Rod.
Horrible. Am I right? That's not the way you sell it.
No. You apparently believe in the guy. Make us believe, at least until we see him on the field.
Make the case. That's
right.
All you have to do is say, look, we had scouts. We watched this guy. We identified him 2 years ago, Chris. We looked at him. There was something we liked about him.
Right.
Here's why we use the sixth overall pick. When we have an aging quarterback in Eli Manning, we believe that he's going to be the stopgap. You know what I mean? He's going to be the takeover for Eli, and here's the reasons why.
Right, right. Rob, where is the Dave Gettleman who built the Carolina Panthers? Where's he at? Where's the one that built them into a team that reached the Super Bowl, that reached the playoffs 4 out of 5 years that he was there? Where's that guy? Has he been kidnapped? Is this a clone? I mean, seriously, what is going on? Who knows? And
that's an embarrassing clip for a general manager of any professional sports team. It's embarrassing.
Without question. We got more sound.
And we do need
Gettleman.
You, Alex.
Well, here was, and I was going to get to that, Rob G. He did scout him, like you said, 2 years. It wasn't 2 years ago. But
you know what I'm saying.
He gave an explanation. The Senior Bowl. I saw him play 3 series at the Senior Bowl, and that's it? Forget the 3 years that he played, you know, real games. The Senior Bowl is a freaking exhibition.
Right, when they're not trying to hurt anybody. Right.
Davis Webb looked great in the Senior Bowl. Kyle Laletta looked great in the Senior Bowl. They both ended up with the Giants, too. How'd that work out?
Terrible.
And then and then your wording even for that. You said, I saw, after 3 series, I saw a professional quarterback. I don't want a professional quarterback at number 6. I want a star. I want a franchise quarterback.
And you had a chance last year to get one, and now you got a reprieve, Chris, where you had a chance to get another one. It's not that often that you're drafting that high, and there are quarterbacks available. That's all. You can say whatever. If maybe Haskins won your cup of tea or something, I just don't understand that. If you're picking,
you could have got this dude late,
right? But you didn't have to
later in the first round.
You didn't. Nobody else was picking him, Chris. Nobody else was picking him that high. I don't get it.
Unbelievable. Let's hear the sound that I was referring to.
I loved him on film. Absolutely loved him. Loved everything about him. And then I went to the Senior Bowl. He walked out there, and I saw a professional quarterback after the 3 series that I watched. I saw a professional quarterback. So that's when I was in full bloom love.
Oh, my God. Full I don't
bloom
even want to say stop it again.
No, the first one was good enough.
What? 3 series?
No,
this
no,
is
no.
Your team.
No, it's not.
Your team is the Jets, right?
I grew up in Queens. I used to go to I grew up as
a
Jets
fan. As hapless as the Jets are, they're looking really good.
They're doing
right
a better
now.
Job right now
than
the Giants.
They are.
And I got it. The Giants have 3 Super Bowls and the Jets have one. The Jets haven't won one since 69.
And nobody 69. Even remembers the Jets Super Bowl.
No, I know. There was the TV was black and white back then, right?
Was
there
even color? Barely existed.
I don't even think there was color.
Most probably listened to it on radio.
Yeah, probably. Or what do they call those things?
Rob, let me read a few numbers. All right. Daniel Jones. And I've heard people, Brady was a six-round pick.
Stop it.
Joe Montana was a third-round pick.
Stop it.
They were winners. All right? Yeah, of course. Nobody expected this from either one of them, to be honest, but especially from Tom Brady. But you know what? Tom Brady won at Michigan. They were number 5 in the country under Tom Brady. Number 12 in the country. Notre Dame won a national championship with Joe Montana.
Joe Montana was not like, oh, wow, we lucked into him in
right.
the third round. No, no, wasn't the case.
This dude, Daniel Jones, 4-8 first year as a starter. 7-6 and then 8-5. Was Gettleman looking at the improvement and raving about that? Is that what it was? I mean, what in the world is going on? I'm sorry. This guy, 19 games against power. Which stat should I read? I mean, there's so many. Let me do this one. Both Dwayne Haskins, who they could have had, and Daniel Jones, against top 25 defenses last year. Okay? These were their stats. Jones played top 25 defenses 3 games. 59% completion, 230 yards per game, 5 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Haskins played 5 games against top 25 defenses, 62% completion, 297 yards per game, 15 touchdowns, 1 INT.
We already know. This has
the statistics are like, I mean, this is like a dude who averaged 25 points a game versus a dude who averaged 7.
But what does Jones have over Haskins? He has one thing over him. That quarterback size that they look for, Chris. This is what this is all about. That prototypical Peyton Manning size, and you know what I mean? That's what this is about. It can't be about the play because you just said it. The stats are so lopsided. It makes no sense when you put the stats up there. And Haskins played in the Big Ten.
Right.
Played in the Big Ten.
Haskins threw for 50 touchdowns last year alone. Jones threw for 52
Gettleman thought
in
it was the Big 12. He made a
career.
Mistake.
Who knows? I'm going to throw this out. I heard Chris Carter and Nick Wright on First Things First today. I don't know if you heard. They brought up race. And I don't think Nick Wright said maybe, because obviously Kyler Murray is a black quarterback who's drafted number 1. And Nick Wright brought up, well, maybe. Well, he didn't bring up maybe. He said it pretty matter-of-factly. The NFL is ready, obviously, for the athletic black quarterback, but not for the traditional pocket-passing guy that's not a great athlete and so on and so forth. I disagree even with that because Jamarcus Russell was drafted number 1, Jameis Winston, Akili Smith. I mean, you got black quarterbacks who weren't these tremendous speedsters and athletes that have
that
been
weren't Michael
number
Vick,
one.
That weren't
right,
RG3,
right.
That weren't those guys.
But I want to throw this at you, Rob. This is where race may, I don't know for sure, but may be a factor. You know how it is for African Americans. When one African American does something wrong, we feel like they right. paint all. We're all painted with a broad brush. So you see one African American commit a crime, and everybody feels like,
right.
Why had to be black now? You know what I mean?
No, like, I get
are
it.
They are? Is the NFL? Because all those guys I mentioned, I mean, Jamarcus Russell was the biggest bust maybe in draft history.
Yeah, no, he might have been.
Winston hasn't panned out yet. Akili Smith was a bust. Are they painting black pocket passers, you know, who aren't athletic with one broad brush?
That might be a case. I still believe that it has more to do with what I brought up about his size and what they and in a way, Gettleman's old school. That's why he wouldn't even entertain Murray. Right. So it's not about whether or not you could play or not. It's just like, oh, he's 5'10". No, right. I don't do 5'10" quarterback. Oh, wait a minute. Look at this guy. This is a quarterback. This is Peyton Manning. He's 6'4", what is right? All the other stuff that they like about a quarterback. I think, Chris, and I'm not discounting what you're saying.
I'm just tossing it out.
But I'm talking about
potential theory.
Now if you tell me, now if this guy Jones was wasn't that build,
right, right,
then I'd have a real.
Is he 2 inches taller?
But I'm just saying the prototypical what you talk about, the pocket passer, size and stuff.
And they think he's gonna be one of the Mannings. Manning's coach in college.
This is what I'm saying is that whole Manning thing.
Well, I think they got another thing
coming. They made a mistake.
And look, I think Dave Gettleman has sealed his fate. He's going to be fired. Not now, but at some point soon, you know, relatively soon. You'll get a few years. But you didn't get your quarterback when you could have.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Tori Gurley, what's up, man? How you doing?
Tori paid
what's
off
going on,
deck?
Fellas? I'm so happy to be here.
What's up, bud? Good time. You as always, man. We're going to look for you for some NFL analysis and insight. And we talked earlier about Dave Gettleman and taking Daniel Jones that. Now we're going to get into the other biggest story of the night, which was Kyler Murray going number one, and yet they still have Josh Rosen there. Haven't traded him yet. He'll probably be traded within the next 7 minutes.
They said he's going to the Dolphins. Where do you get 7 minutes from?
I'm just like, they got to do it soon.
But the Dolphins, they're not going to give up as much, right? Because they know they got two months.
Let's hear a little audio, and then we'll get into that.
Every team is drafted. We got six rounds in the next couple of days. Guys are getting replaced. You are replaceable. No one, they say in the league, the more you can do, it helps your opportunity. So now you're mad because they brought some competition in here, so you're going to try to take your ball? Well, first of all, son, it ain't your damn ball to take anyway. So you just keep playing with your phone, and you keep showing us what the stigma of you and who you were was at UCLA. Now you brought it to the professional level to show us you're still gonna, when things don't go your way, you're gonna cry in the corner. But guess what? They're gonna ship your ass on somewhere else and you can go cry and be their problem.
That was Steve Smith.
I thought that was
talking about Josh Rosen, because Rosen today, right? He stopped following the Cardinals on Instagram and Twitter. Yeah, so that was Steve Smith's response to that. What you guys
think? But they didn't bring in competition. They replaced him. So I don't know what he's saying. Oh, you're mad because they brought in competition. He's going to be replaced.
Yeah. Right.
So I don't have an issue with that. What about you, Tori?
Yeah, with them bringing in a brand new coach and Cliff Kingsbury, they're going to want to bring in their guys. And when you are not the guy and their guy with the number one pick, you'd never have a chance, no matter how many yards, how many touchdowns you throw.
Even if you started this year, at least at the beginning of the season, you know you're not the future.
And that's a bad feeling when you're walking around that building and you know, like, the people on the inside are not pulling for you. And that's something that, you know, you'd rather go to a different situation where you can have a fresh start. But it's going to be unfortunate for him, because if he ends up in Miami, he's going to be with a first-year coach that's a defensive-minded guy. And a team that's really not built to do anything but lose, they're tanking. And they might take a quarterback again the following year when you have guys like Tui and the guy from Oregon coming out. So it's an unfortunate situation for Josh Rosen, but he got to continue just working and just grind.
I agree with you guys that obviously, like I said, even if he beat Murray out in training camp and started the first couple
matter.
Games. Right. You know you're not the future. They don't believe in you. But the only thing I'll say, and this is where I agree with Steve Smith, what he did, he's got to handle it better, especially with his reputation. But anybody, like, you have to go in there and put on the good face and act like it is a competition. Just like, as much as I disagree with the way he's handled this, the GM, Steve Keim, he's saying the only thing you can say, which is, hey, they're going to compete. It's competition. It's good to have two really good young quarterbacks. Like, we know that's a bunch of BS, but he should say.
That's so GM speak.
Rosen, I think he should have just put on the good face, hey, you know, we're going to compete. You know, I've never been afraid of competition, and I'm not now knowing in the back of your mind I'm about
phony.
To get traded. Yeah, but unfollowing them doesn't help you. You're not LeBron James. The last guy to unfollow a team, wasn't it LeBron James? He can do that. All right,
but
you
I don't
can't.
Think that's the end of the world. If he went
not
out,
the end of the world,
if he went out, if he went out on
good,
a campaign,
professional.
But if he went out to me and trashed, you know, the organization and all that on social media, that's something else. Just to unfollow him is not the end of the world. He's not going to be there. I don't understand why people are mad at
He's
him.
He's there
He
right
just lost
now.
His job. So what? I unfollowed you. I mean, I don't think that's the end of the world. They unfollowed him when they drafted a quarterback at number one.
I'm not saying it's the end of the world.
Did they apologize to Josh Rosen? Did they apologize?
They don't owe him an apology.
And
they paid him millions of dollars.
And he doesn't owe them one for unfollowing. As long as he's professional, doesn't rip
that
them
wasn't
publicly.
Professional.
Yes, it is. That's nothing.
It wasn't professional. In this day and age, Rob Parker, social media is
I just
big.
Unfollowed you. Does that mean we don't have a radio
yeah,
show no more?
You better not unfollow
Twitter
me.
Twitter fingers.
All right, I'm saying.
Twitter fingers. It's an unfortunate situation. And you got to understand, like, we all know it's an ego-driven business. And with the way the Cardinals traded up so many spots to get Rosen last year, I'm quite sure he felt he was the guy.
Yes.
And being around the team and being like, you know what, I'm going to take
remember
my
lumps. Remember all the stuff we heard about him?
Exactly.
Was it from Larry Fitzgerald,
yeah.
All the positive
and,
stuff?
And now, you know, they cut your legs short and they bring in someone else. It can hurt your pride and hurt your ego, but, you know, it happens in this business. And he can make something. He can make this into something special if he grinds. And I definitely understand where Steve Smith is coming from about not pouting. But, you
right.
know, quarterbacks are the only people that can pout, and it's okay because you can't get in their head anyway.
If you
gotta
can produce.
Yeah, you
right.
got to pat them on the butt because they're sensitive.
Speaking of quarterbacks, the Giants shook the whole NFL. I just forgot his first name. Jones, Drew Jones? Daniel Jones.
Daniel
I don't know why
Jones.
He had Drew.
Yeah.
Drew just got
it could
drafted,
be Cleopatra
right?
Jones.
Yes.
For all
oh,
we
yeah.
Care.
Hey,
I mean,
you know
come
what?
On.
I would watch that. But anyway. what'd you make of that pick and where the Giants are? And it's one thing, dude, I get it. If Gettleman could have made a convincing argument that they saw something special and they had really watched this kid for the last couple of years, but this just does, it just seems like this is a, well, he knows the Mannings and he's a Manning, clone and his reason for drafting him was, well, I don't know. We'll see. And who knows, maybe I'll get hit by a car when I step outside. I mean, it was the most bizarre thing I've seen. What did you make of it?
Yeah, that was a bad pick. But just like in the world, it's not about what you know, it's who you know. And with him being around the Manning family for so many years, yeah, I'm quite sure they spoke highly of him and they took his word at face value and they selected him in with the top 10 pick. What I've seen at Duke, he really wasn't productive at all. You know, when I watched him play against Clemson and the Virginia Tech,
he struggled mightily.
He struggled a lot. So now you're getting ready to go to New York, and the cupboard is pretty bare because Odell Beckham isn't there. The offensive line wasn't too good, and you're learning behind an aging Eli. But I guess that relationship they have with Cutcliffe at Duke and the Manning family, I'm quite sure they've already made game plans of getting together and learning the playbook and being ready to roll for this upcoming season, but he isn't a first-round pick. That was a bad – they reached for that one.
I think it was also, and this should never come into play in this situation, a soft landing for Eli.
Yes,
right?
This is more
this
about
is
Eli. This is more about Eli.
I don't know if I'd say did more,
it, yeah,
but it's
it is.
A lot about Eli.
Because it's somebody he's comfortable with, somebody who's in his – family, you know, who
that's not going to push him.
That's
right.
not going to. That's right.
He is not going to push.
That's not going to walk in there like I'm taking this
Eli's
job.
And I'm telling you, this is what this is about. And this is what Gettleman, the mistake he's made, because everything is about Eli. We get it. He won the two Super Bowls. He was clutching both of them. He won the MVPs. He made the big throws. They gave him the two big parades in New York.
He
I got it.
He hasn't done jack since that Super
right.
Bowl.
Right, so
really?
Stop. And we've talked about it over and over. You know how many great quarterbacks had to finish somewhere else? This is not, right?
It's
much
the NFL.
Far better ones than Eli. That's for darn sure. So, yeah, it is bizarre what's going on with them. But let me ask you this. I want to get back to Rosen in Arizona with you, Torrey. There's talk that Miami's going to give up the 48th pick, their second round pick for Josh Rosen. If I'm Miami, I'm sorry. I'm not giving that up. I have got you between a rock and a hard place because you cannot bring Josh Rosen into that building. I'm sorry. You know, right?
Absolutely right.
I'm thinking
right.
Third, fourth. You at best, you get in the third round. I mean, I've got you. You might just have to send him to us for free. I mean, no, but, you well, know, like, there's no way I'm giving you a second round pick for that.
Yeah, there's no value with him as a player because he really hasn't produced a lot. You know, obviously what you saw on film it was a guy that struggled, and no one is never going to take in consideration, oh, his offensive line was bad or he had an aging receiver.
If you well, I would give him a second-round pick if they hadn't drafted Murray.
Exactly.
I'm just saying now
but
I
now,
know.
Yeah, you like you have him, so you can just sit back and wait. It's like if you were going to go purchase a used car and a check engine light came on and the tire went flat, you might still like it, but you're going to like, hey, man, you got to come down on this price.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
You got to come down on
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
You know?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone?
Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
We're thankful to bring in Nate Taylor. He's the Chiefs insider for The Athletic. Nate, welcome to the iCouple.
What's happening?
Hey, thanks you guys for having me. Yeah, you know, glad we get you guys to get me in after they just made their two picks in the second round.
Right, right. Well, one of those picks, and we'll get to that, Mecole Hardman, who we were talking about, is a possible replacement for Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, but
what is going on with Tyreek Hill? Yeah, what's the latest with that?
Yeah, you might have to delete possible from that sentence, right?
Right.
It's looking more likely that it's just a matter of time. You know, what happened with Kareem Hunt in late November, early December, was the team waited for the league to put him on the commissioner's exempt list, which obviously bars him from any football activity, no matter who team he's on. And then they released Kareem Hunt within minutes of that transaction happening. I wonder if something similar will happen this weekend once the draft concludes, once all the information is given to Roger Goodell, will something similar play out where they put Tyreek Hill on the commissioner's exempt list and then the Chiefs, as a sort of corresponding transaction, release Tyreek Hill after that audio recording we heard from KCTV5 here, the local television station, for 11 minutes, where, you know, as I've written, he berates, he obviously threatens, and, you know, uses violence as a motivative tactic against his fiancée, Crystal Espinal.
Now, what's the latest they have? That TV station,
KCTV, has evidence that he beat her earlier this week. Is that,
have you heard
the
that
latest report?
Yeah. I saw the tweet, and I went and retweeted one of their producers. Now, as far as I know, at least on the 6 o'clock news here in Kansas City, KCTV5 did not give any evidence or any pictures or clues as to what they really mean by that tweet.
Right.
And I'm wondering if they're gonna show that at the 10 o'clock news here, which obviously we're coming upon. But KCTV5 is basically just stand by their tweet. I guess they've obviously been talking to someone who is pretty close to Crystal Espinal, as a lot of us are, and that's obviously what I believe is how they obtained this 11-minute recording of the couple in Dubai coming back from their vacation. Once it was made public that the Kansas District Attorney's Office was going to investigate the incident involving their 3-year-old son, whose arm was broken, and figuring out who actually did this crime that the district attorney believes was committed. So KCTV5 has kind of been ahead of this over the last, I would say, 24 to 48 hours. But it's going to be interesting to see, because the Chiefs, as of right now, are still playing this whole tactic of, well, we want to let the legal system play out. But obviously, based on what we've learned over the last 2 days, it's pretty clear that it's really reprehensible, and it's probably impossible for him to stay on the roster given all the legal issues that could be coming forward for the couple in terms of obstructing justice, if that's the case, or obviously what possibly Tyreek Hill will admit guilt to, or what the police will determine as to what really happened with their 3-year-old son, and the idea that publicly, obviously, no one who really cares about, beyond just winning, really wants him on this team anymore in this community.
It's the iCouple. We're joined by Chiefs insider for The Athletic, Nate Taylor.
Nate, if you're the Chiefs, probably wind up feeling like, you gave the guy a second chance after what went down in college. You know that it came back to bite you. And I don't know. I don't know. Like, I know it's not the same people in place who were there when they – because that was Dorsey, right?
Yeah.
Dorsey
right.
He was the GM. But I'm starting to wonder, why does this keep happening to Kansas City?
Well, there's one person who's a common denominator in all of this, right, beyond John Dorsey. And say what you will about Andy Reid and his illustrious career in terms of winning losses, as a 20-year, going into his 21st year as a head coach.
Yes.
He's got a reputation of giving guys second chances. And his best story in all that was Michael Vick. And I think what occurred from that, bringing him onto the Philadelphia Eagles, really resurrecting Michael Vick's, second half of his career, really emboldened Andy Reid to say, look, I am a coach who is forgiving, who's loving, who wants to encourage guys to be the best version of themselves, or at least to grow and mature over time. But that's always a tricky situation, because you just never know what's going to happen. And as we've seen over the last, over the last 5 months, Kareem Hunt makes a mistake and then lies to the organization about it, which doesn't help. And now we have Tyreek Hill, who is basically harassing, threatening in an abusive manner to the woman, his fiance, that he previously pleaded guilty to in 2014 to strangulation. And that same child, while she was pregnant, is now who is, believed in allegations against breaking that child's arm. I mean, it's a horrific situation, but people can't forget that Andy Reid is part of this, right? Now, he'll tell you that John Dorsey was the general manager and he's the coach, and so the general manager ultimately makes the decision along with the owner, Clark Hunt. But Andy Reid runs this organization, and people need to understand that more as we get information about this sort of situation.
Nate, thanks a lot, man.
Man,
we appreciate the information.
We know you're busy.
On a busy night like tonight. So thank you, man.
Hey, anytime, brother.
Keep
thank
up
you
the
so
great
much.
Appreciate
work.
It. Yep. Good job.
All right, we've got more of the iCouple coming up. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.